KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Private Student Housing Association has given NSFAS 2 weeks to settle outstanding rental payments to avoid a student accommodation crisis. The association says its members, who house 80,000 students across the country, are owed 44 million rand by the scheme. It says despite the non-payment, NSFAS still expects the company to accommodate students for free in January. The association's Craig McMurray says if its members are not paid, students will forfeit their rooms.
When these thousands of students arrive in a few weeks' time, the landlords are not going to be able to take them in because it would be foolhardy of them to take in students who they haven't received payment for in the prior year. When it comes to the start of the academic year, both private providers of accommodation as well as the students don't know what the NSFAS rental rates will be for this year. So we call on NSFAS to act swiftly in order to resolve these issues. Otherwise, there is the potential for a lot of chaos, a lot of problem and hardship for students.
The EFF has filed a criminal case against Public Works and Infrastructure Minister Dean McPherson, accusing him of corruption. The party alleges McPherson is misusing state institutions to benefit what it says is white minority capital. EFF Secretary General Marshall Dlamini claims that in December, McPherson emailed a program manager at the Independent Development Trust to pay a contractor. Dlamini says the minister has violated National Treasury regulations. Speaking outside the Pretoria Central Police Station, Dlamini said the EFF is calling for an investigation into alleged interference.
We believe that there's enough evidence to show that his only interest is to say this company must be paid. And even the demand and the staff members, when they respond, they say, we can't. We remember when there's a tender, a company gets awarded a specific amount. And then there's what you call variations. But that variation is not just an open check. There must be clear authority.
A short while ago, in a reply to an SABC journalist post sharing a copy of the email that the EFF is using in the case, McPherson replied that if that was the evidence that the EFF is relying on, then their superior logic has utterly failed them. And Prince Harry has settled his High Court legal battle against the owners of Britain's The Sun newspaper relating to alleged unlawful news gathering. They've avoided a weeks-long trial. The start of the lawsuit against News Group newspapers was delayed yesterday, with both sides asking for more time to try and reach a settlement. The group owned by Rupert Murdoch has offered what it's describing as a full and unequivocal apology to the Duke of Sussex for the serious intrusion by The Sun newspaper between 1996 and 2011 into his private life, including incidents of unlawful activities carried out by private investigators. He's also apologized for the intrusion into his mother, Princess Diana's, life. The top story this hour: the Private Student Housing Association has given NSFAS 2 weeks to settle outstanding rental payments to avoid a student accommodation crisis. More news at ecr.co.za. News Watch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.